This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello, everyone. I apologize for being so tardy, but I know that within the next 3 to 4 months, I will have a lot more time for podcasting. I'm truly, truly sorry. I got a new job that I started about four some odd weeks ago. And that doesn't help. It doesn't help when you get busier and you have more to do. Anyway, Marciano has sued Demi of Mormon Wives, Engeman or something. She sucks. I don't need to say her last name. Anyways, Marciano has filed a lawsuit against Demi. And Demi of Mormon Wives, and if you want to know what the lawsuit is for, I actually watched a TikTok from a lawyer. So the lawsuit is for defamation per se, defamation by implication, false light, tortious interference with economic relations, and business disparagement. So Marciano came out, you know what I'm saying, guns fired. The lawyer that evaluated his lawsuit said that whoever is representing him is actually very good. And she said that his lawsuit was well put together. And speaking of lawsuits, Demi, just a few days prior, or within the past few days, I think it might have been 1 or 2 days prior to Marciano's lawsuit, she had an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and Demi said unequivocally, "What I've said happened. I was sexually assaulted and inappropriately touched without my consent," end quote. Right? So Demi is still pushing this story. Granted, she said this before the lawsuit, but Demi has said this so many times, which has led to the lawsuit. So Marciano is also suing Jeff Jenkins, the producer of Mormon Wives. Marciano says that Jeff used Demi's story to promote the show, and he did not allow Marciano to speak out and to speak on it and to give his side. This is true. As we know, Marciano was used as a pawn so that viewers would watch, because we thought that Marciano and Jesse slept together. And then it was just about Marciano and Jesse. It wasn't, Mormon Wives was not allowing Marciano to say anything once Demi came out with her allegations. So, according to the lawsuit, Demi and Marciano shared a kiss on the lips. Now, what sucks so bad for Marciano is that the kiss was not on camera. But he says that Demi and himself shared a kiss, and Demi said, "I love you," and Marciano said, "I love you too." Next. Demi told Marciano that she will be divorcing her husband, Brett, 27 times. Okay. Demi also invited Marciano to Utah to do ketamine when Marciano said that he was feeling kind of down. Let's see here. As we know, Demi FaceTimed Marciano with her daughter. Now, if Marciano is an actual sexual predator, if he actually assaulted her, for Demi to be on FaceTime with her daughter and Marciano is seen as neglect. It's seen as child neglect in the state of Utah. So it means that Demi would actually be in trouble for committing child neglect in the state of Utah. I'm mentioning this, even though it's kind of pointless for me to mention this, because I don't believe that Marciano S-A'd Demi, but I'm just saying that if he did, Demi going on camera with her young daughter with Marciano is a crime in Utah. So Marciano, in his lawsuit, he lists the opportunities that he lost because of the allegations. I didn't read the lawsuit. I'm just relaying back what a lawyer said. That lawyer did not go into the opportunities that are listed in the lawsuit. And he also says that, you know, he has basically been harassed by strangers who have terrible things to say to him and at him because of the allegations. So Marciano also says that the Hulu producer Jeff Jenkins knew that Demi is not a credible source because Demi claimed that Chase shoved her at a Halloween party, and that was, what, episode 1 of season 2, right? So we already know that Demi is full of shit. And Marciano argues that the producer already knows Demi is full of shit. So why would he run this story? Marciano wants injunctive relief, which means that Demi and the Mormon Wives, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives show, needs to shut the fuck up about these, what I believe are baseless accusations. The lawyer also said that this will be very expensive for Demi to fight this lawsuit. And she also said that Demi and Brett do not have enough money to satisfy punitive damages if they were awarded those, because punitive damages tend to be extremely high. So another girl today, TikTok that I saw today, said that she thinks that Demi fell in love with Marciano and that Demi got upset that Marciano had something with Jesse. And because of that, Demi wanted to ruin Marciano's life and Jesse's life. This is what somebody else said. So here's my take. I think that I would not tell another individual that I am leaving my partner 27 times if I did not have feelings for that person. Because why would I need to tell somebody else 27 times that I am leaving my partner if I did not want something with that person, if I was not trying to entice someone? Why would I say that 27 times? Okay, let's start there. Secondly, when you watch just the clips of Demi and Marciano on Vanderpump Villa, it's very obvious that Demi is immediately, absolutely batshit crazy in love with him, like a giddy 12-year-old girl. It is so obvious in the clips that she is feeling him and she wants to F him so badly, right? Next, all of the contact that Demi had with Marciano after this supposed assault, Demi says is a trauma response, but we just got to look at all of the evidence, right? Everything. If you're calling being in contact with him a trauma response, explain having your daughter on video with him, bitch. explain inviting him to do ketamine with you, bitch. Explain inviting him to the premiere, bitch. Explain how you never alleged any assault of any kind. But once it was coming out that you and Marciano kissed, suddenly, because you don't want to tell your husband, suddenly he's a predator, right? Like, all of a sudden he's a predator. She claims that he grabbed her butt 2 times. And then she later claimed that he grabbed her genitals. She also left a comment saying how his dad would be so ashamed. Marciano's dead dad, by the way, would be so ashamed to have a pussy.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
That his dad is a pussy, or she said, was your dad as much of a pussy as you? He would be so ashamed, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Demi told Entertainment Tonight she knew that as soon as she posted it, she shouldn't have posted that, and she took it too far. And on the Secret Lives of Mormon Lives, a Mormon Wives Season 3 reunion, Demi, here's what I have to say. I think, and Demi, I saw some clip where on TikTok where Demi was like, I've never had a father, something like that. Whatever Demi is upset about in her life, one of those things possibly being that her grandpa Brett husband has bad sperm. Now, that's really fascinating because you see these celebrities, men having kids in their 70s and 80s, but Grandpa Brett's sperm is dead on arrival. It's worthless. Anyway, Demi seems to be really upset at someone or some things in her life, and she's putting all that on Marciano. Like, the anger that she has towards Marciano and or Jesse, it's coming from sources. It's coming from things that have absolutely nothing to do with Marciano and Jesse. You don't make a comment about someone's deceased father, who Marciano lost his father when he was 4 years old. So that just has to like sting so terribly because obviously he didn't know his dad. But you don't say the things that Demi says without being really deeply unwell and just using this as a outlet, a source to unleash your rage. I cannot remember the last person that I saw someone as unwell as Demi, because this is uncharted territory. It's uncharted. A lot of allegations are made on reality TV shows, but this seems to stem from Demi wanting to leave her husband to fuck Marciano and not being or being upset that Marciano did not fuck her and that they did not have an affair. And then all of a sudden he's a predator. And she's incredibly stupid. Like, this is costing her her job, I believe. And she is completely losing in the court of public opinion. She is completely losing. Like, everybody is like unanimously infuriated and disgusted with Demi, justifiably so. You cannot throw around serious allegations as a effing see you next Tuesday liar, in my opinion. Okay? And then put real victims in a position where they are not believed because you weaponized horrific crimes and you compared your fictitious story and you put that up against Macy's story, who was a child victim. Sorry, Michaela's story, who was a child victim, and Macy's story, who was actually raped. You can't do that. This is why you're done. You're a pariah to me. Nobody likes you. Nobody wants to work with you. You're finished. And so how is it that Demi has had this insane fall from grace all by her own fucking hand? It doesn't matter if you want some, if you want to sleep with a man or be with a man and it doesn't happen for you, that does not mean that you should actively try to ruin their life. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, everybody is begging Hulu to fire this bitch. I mean, she's obviously a liability to the network. She's done. Like, it's so crazy how Demi has had a flash in the pan on a series that is so effing popular that it just got Whitney cast on Broadway, okay, in Chicago. And then Demi said that Jen is making money or whatever. Yeah, let every, Demi said that during the reunion that Jen Affleck is making money. Yeah, Jen Affleck is not a pariah in the eyes of the public. You are, bitch. Jen is making money. Whitney is making money. Macy's making money. They're all going to just come up even more, I imagine, within the next 1 to 2 years because they had never falsely accused somebody of sexual assault. And therefore, they're rewarded for being honest people, unlike yourself. Demi is so pathetic. It's like Jesse revealed what Fruity Pebbles is, and then she said, oh, it's a private thing that happened one time. Like, no, it didn't happen one time, bitch. Like, since when have you ever told the truth? You never had to cop to that. It's disgusting. It's seen as the Fruity Pebbles thing is seen as disgusting to more people than not. We didn't have to know that. Like, Demi is very dumb. You're happy to tell the world that you piss in your husband, who's almost two decades older than you. You piss in his mouth. He's known you since you were 8, 9 years old. Disgusting. Can we talk about who the real predator is, bitch? Can we talk about that? But you let the world know that you piss in a man's mouth who knew you since you were 8, 9 years old. But you create this lie and you choose to stand 10 toes down on it? How about this? As a woman, I am not in shambles if somebody touches, or I'll say grabs, a woman's ass unwanted. I'm not in shambles about that because I'm a fucking female. Does Demi live under a rock? How many of us women have been grabbed when we didn't want to be grabbed? The world kept spinning. You want to know what's more detrimental? Actual assault. Actual sexual assault. I'm not saying grabbing somebody's ass is not sexual assault, but there is a fucking spectrum of what assault is. And what Demi is saying does not compare with what Michaela went through, nor does it compare with what Macy went through, nor does it compare with so many of the girls and women that we know in our lives. Because since when has a woman not been, have somebody grab her ass, slap her ass or whatever in a fucking club or on the street? Since when has that not happened? That is not the same type of trauma. It's not the same type of violation. But she's trying to like group it together and play victim when she kissed this man and told him she's leaving her husband 27 times and called him long ass calls, like nonstop contact with this quote unquote predator. If he's a predator, why are you trying to leave your husband for the predator, bitch? Like, She is so fucking stupid. So stupid. Like, she's done. She is the new Blake Lively meets Jussie Smollett. Done. Done. Marciano's gonna win this motherfucking lawsuit. He's gonna win this lawsuit. Period. As he should. As he should. All right, y'all. I will talk to you later. Like, just fuck this bitch every day, all day. Like, Demi, fuck off. All of this is unnecessary. All you had to do was be on the show, look hot, fuck your man, pee in your man's mouth, and not accuse people of crimes they didn't commit. That's all you had to do. It wasn't that hard. Look at all the other bitches on reality TV. They don't go here. They don't do what you did. You're dumb. And you think there's going to be no consequences for that? You're done. You're finished. Like, your reign is over, bitch. Your quote-unquote fan favorite reign is over. Anyways, y'all, I will talk to you later.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.